Hi, it's me, Chip, here, and I'm at the Vectis Rotary breakfast morning, and I'm here with a lovely guy called James. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you, Chip.
So you are from Southampton Rotary Club, and you went out to India to vaccine some children for polio.
Yes, I went out last February for National Immunisation Day. I went to a city in Rajasthan called Bhiwadi. I was one of 100 Rotarians from this country who went out for the programme.
So what was it like giving the children the vaccines?
It's most amazing. In the areas we go, the children are attracted by our bright yellow T-shirts. And so you get quite a crowd. And the idea is that we give them their two drops and then put their left small finger purple to show that they've had it. And to think that you're helping a child avoid that terrible disease of polio is just awe-inspiring.
Now, Vectis Radio is broadcast all around the world. Where can you go and get vaccines in India?
Well, National Immunisation Days are called by the set by the government, and they are all over India. But the local Rotary clubs are very much involved in the on the ground work, and the next immunisation day that I'm aware of is on the 29th of January, and it'll be across India.
Nice one. When you vaccinate the children, you give them some gifts. What gifts do you give them?
Well, I took pencils and crayons, but other people had toothbrushes. One lady took a lot of balloons and had a pump to pump them up, and that was very popular. Stickers, anything other than we didn't take anything for like sweets, but we were very much an attraction because of part of the gifts, but also because they know how important getting vaccinated is for them.
You went to a few schools out in India, and they did assemblies for you. What were the assemblies like when you visited the schools?
Well, the school where the assembly was has 3,400 pupils. The assembly was outside. It was run by the children. All the children were very smartly turned out in school uniform. They did a number of dances and plays they'd written about both polio and also to highlight their traditions and heritage. But the assembly I had only had year seven because the school was just so big.
So you went to one school and they blindfolded the kids, and there was a chess game going on, and one of the girls was blindfolded and she was playing chess. What did you think of that when you saw it?
Well, we went to this school where they have, it's called the Cognitive Ignition Brain Development, and they believe that the brain is underutilised. To start with, I thought this was a bit of a setup when they were reading off cards, but then we were asked to write things down, and one of our members went up and was handing them out at random, and still they were getting the right answer. And I did speak to one of the girls afterwards as to how they do it, and it's as if they have a video screen in their brain and they just managed to get to a level. The girl who played chess was they were just amazing, the speed they were playing, and they clearly couldn't see. If I hadn't seen it, I wouldn't have believed it.
I couldn't play chess with my eyes shut. I mean, I'd be rubbish at chess. Thank you for letting me interview you, James.
No problem, Chip, and it was a pleasure, and it was certainly a great opportunity to go to India to see immunisation. We're nearly there. The number of cases are just a few to go, and soon we hopefully eradicate this horrible disease from the world. But thank you very much.
So if you want a song on the radio, what would you like?
Anything by Chris de Burgh.